When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, y'all? Good morning on this day, Thursday, December 19th. This is your Clyde Rahan's Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on. I appreciate you starting your day with me once again, and clap your hands for the Morning Sixers Update. It's going to be a little bit of a quick one today. Informational day here to give you all news and notes and updates for the Sixers and what we need to know as we go into tomorrow's game day against the Charlotte Hornets, the fourth and final time, and the Sixers go from two straight and to go to sweep the season series against the Charlotte Hornets. But before we get there, we have, you know, some things to update ourselves on for the Sixers. So make sure you're following me and the podcast on Twitter at JimmyJ23, for myself on Twitter at ClapYourHandsPod, for the podcast on Twitter. You want to stay up to date. You want to make sure you're following not only those two, but Jack and Elliot as well. We will be back shortly to give you a full podcast episode between us three. But until then, we keep it rolling with the Daily Pods. I'll go through the schedule, some scores from around the league. Actually, I won't go through some scores around the league. The whole league was on a rest day last night. Whole league took a break last night. No NBA games to inform you on. So I'll kind of go through the standings where the Sixers sit as of now. Some injury updates and then some news for the Sixers. So the schedule is, you guys know what's going on. The Sixers play tomorrow night against the Charlotte Hornets, and then they spin back around and play the Cleveland Cavaliers on Saturday and go to Cleveland. It'll be the third back-to-back of the season. Joel Embiid, as we know, will not play tomorrow night. Won't play Saturday either, but will be reevaluated on Monday to see if he will be able to play against the Spurs and into next week. But Friday, Saturday for the Sixers. Tomorrow against the Hornets, Saturday against the Cleveland Cavaliers, a back-to-back, home and away. Those are the next games. Like I said, no scores from around the league, but let's take an updated look at where the Sixers kind of sit in the Eastern Conference, in the NBA as a whole. Right now, 8-16, right? 333 win percentage, not great. Winning their last game against the Charlotte Hornets, but it's starting to look a little bit better. The clouds are starting to part a little bit. Sky is just a little less gray for the Sixers as they're just starting to play better and better each game. Right now, they sit in the 12th seed in the Eastern Conference, one game behind the Nets for the 11th seed, right? 1.5 games behind the Pistons for the 10th and final play-in spot, right? And only 2.5 games behind the Pacers and the Bulls for the 8th and 9th seeds. The 8th seed, being the last playoff spot if you get in out of the play-in. The 7th seed is what they need to get to avoid the play-in altogether. They're 4.5 games behind the Hawks for that. So we have to look at where the Sixers sit. And to be honest, playoff and play-in scenarios are well in grasp. right, are well in range. And look at the teams the Sixers have to leapfrog to get into those scenarios. The one team the Sixers have to get in front of to put themselves in position right now is the Nets, right? Only a game up. Sixers could win, the Nets could lose, and they're right there in that 11th spot. To get into the final play-in spot, they're 1.5 games back to jump the Pistons of all teams, right? To get ahead of that to the 9th spot, they're 2.5 with the Bulls, a team that could skid and could slide at any moment, right? And then you have the 8th seed, the Pacers, and then the 7th seed, the Hawks, who, you know, at any point, and have shown, right, to be mediocre and subpar teams through the last 2 years of the NBA season. These are not teams the Sixers are unimaginably behind, right? You can't imagine, you can't see the Sixers leapfrogging these teams in the standings if they put a 5-game win streak together, right? They go and win 7 of 10 or something like that. You find yourself all of a sudden ahead of teams like the Nets, Pistons, and Bulls in the standings. Not out of reach whatsoever for the Sixers. So that's where they sit, right? And although it's not at where any of us imagine them, not where any of us want them to be, they're not in the corner. They're in the basement a little bit, but they're not locked in the basement. They're not locked in the cellar at all. And they're starting to climb their way out, and I think they will continue to climb their way out very, very soon. And as we keep going, hopefully that continues tomorrow night against the Hornets. Let's get to some injury updates. We have some updates out of practice yesterday. First, Adembona and Caleb Martin were full participants in practice yesterday, Coach Nick Nurse said. We know both of them have missed the past handful of games due to injuries. Caleb Martin has missed due to right shoulder impingement. So that is good to see that he is, you know, in the line or in practice, I should say, and giving it a go for the Sixers. Adembona also with that right knee injury was a full participant in practice as well. So it looks like they're going to be able to go, optimistic for them being able to play tomorrow night against the Charlotte Hornets. Adembona will add to that big man depth and, you know, maybe see a couple spot rotational minutes, especially against a team like the Hornets. And then, of course, Caleb Martin will, you know, come in and add a lot of depth to that wing position, play, you know, against his twin for the Hornets tomorrow night. And, you know, Caleb Martin, you know, kind of slides into, again, a guy like Kelly Oubre to do a lot of those little things for the Sixers and star in that utility man role, that do everything role for the Sixers. We get another guy who's doing it at the level of Kelly Oubre, a guy who's capable of doing that like Caleb Martin. That's another valuable piece that doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, but you feel his presence in Caleb Martin. So that is good news. Sixers get back some depth, some veteran presence too, hopefully to go into Charlotte tomorrow night. Jared McCain also got out of surgery yesterday, successful surgery to repair his torn meniscus in his knee. They still have Jared McCain ruled out indefinitely, still no specific timetable, but have still not ruled him out right for the season, right? Have not stamped a done for the season or out for the season kind of tag on Jared McCain. The indefinitely, while that, you know, means for the foreseeable future, it hasn't ruled him out completely for the season. So we will see. It is a lateral tear in his meniscus, but I have done some research and heard, some explanation on the procedure, and they didn't fully remove his meniscus. So that makes the timetable a little bit more lengthy, but makes the recovery a lot better. And, you know, they're just confident that whenever he does recover, he will make a full recovery, have no issues, and, you know, he will be back whenever he's ready. So Jared McCain out of surgery yesterday. You see him drop the video on social media of him getting out of surgery, being in good spirits. One thing that boy gonna do is sing. So that man got out of surgery, started quoting DJ Khaled and everything, and, you know, started harmonizing a little bit. But that just tells me that, you know, he's feeling good, you know, as loopy as he is, you know, his spirits are still high. That character still remains intact. As we know, it's hard to get rid of Jerry McCain's character. And, you know, it's just great to see that he's doing well post-surgery and everything. So that is the injury updates out of practice yesterday. We're getting back to hopefully as many kind of healthy players in the COG as we can. Joel Embiid continues to rehab that orbital fracture, that sinus fracture that he has in his face yet again. And hopefully he gets back sooner and later. Hopefully we have a good reevaluation for him on Monday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to some news. The only news I've really seen is some reports that I've seen coming out on what the Sixers should do in the near future. And that has to do with the NBA trade deadline that is nearing faster, you know, faster than we think. It'll be here before we know it. I've actually seen some reports on the trade deadline. I've seen some reports on the draft coming up all the way next summer. And there's some publications focusing on the trade deadline. There's some publications focusing on the draft. And the Sixers, you know, maybe turning their attention towards that. I don't think it's draft time yet. The sky has not fallen towards draft time yet, but I do understand the trade deadline, and I want to focus on that a little bit because the question has been, should the Sixers be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? And if we're sellers at the trade deadline, to me, that symbolizes that we're punting on the season, that symbolizes that we're no longer trying to chase any kind of playoff position, trying to make any deep run in this season. If we're selling any pieces, especially pieces that we all just re-sign, that means we're looking for the future and beyond for the Sixers. While I don't think that looking towards the future and beyond is necessarily a bad thing, punting on this season, I think right now, I think is the wrong strategy, the wrong move for the Sixers. You heard me just recant where the Sixers are in the standings. More importantly, who the Sixers have to jump in front of to get in the playoff position, right? I know that eighth and ninth seeds in the Eastern Conference was not our target when we came into this season, but get us in the playoffs, right? And hopefully, if we're starting to make this climb out of the basement of the Eastern Conference, it's because we're getting healthy. Put us in the playoffs as a healthy team. I know a lot of those teams at the top of the Eastern Conference don't want to see the Sixers, a healthy Sixers team, in the first round of the playoffs, right? Even if they have home court advantage. I'm just being completely honest. So I don't think sellers at the deadline right now is the way to go. Buyers, however, I think it's something the Sixers can and should entertain, right? Just in the interim, see who's out there, test the waters. Because as of December 15th, 4 days ago, a lot of players, those who signed contract extensions earlier this summer, become trade eligible or became trade eligible at that mark. While I don't think the Sixers are really eyeing a lot of those guys in particular that signed some one-year contract extensions, two-year contract extensions that now can be moved just due to that deadline, that does open the market. And as the market gets active, I think the Sixers and Daryl Morey should get active too and, you know, take a flyer on some people. And there are guys who have been linked to, you know, the Sixers have been linked to in the past and, you know, maybe can make a move. And see what's happened. There's guys who didn't sign contract extensions who are on expiring deals that make their deals very movable, make trade targets, you know, very enticing. Guys like Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Ingram, right? There's no real reports that they're going after these guys, but, you know, the Sixers should be active in the trade deadline. The Sixers should be ready to make a move, or I should expect them to be active in the trade deadline, right? Just because of how the season is going, it's not unfathomable the Sixers want to make a move to try to get another piece for this season to, you know, kind of, you know, strengthen the team and make it better to make a run. Now, while I say all of that, I don't think it's imperative the Sixers make a move, right? If they do, I would like one that isn't another all-in move for this season. I would like one that kind of focuses on the future as well. One that helps us in our goal this season, right? But I'm done making moves that just, you know, are just for the short window, just for the short interim of success. If we make a move, we have a guy that we presume is going to be part of our future and our franchise building moving forward, not just someone who helps in this season's playoff run. Again, there will be times in the very near future where we break down specific players I think the Sixers should go after if it comes to that point, right? But we could get to a point where, knock on wood, the Sixers get healthier. I know a tall thing to ask for. But where the Sixers get healthier, and coming into this season, we identified the Sixers team as a healthy Sixers team, as a very deep one, right? And I still think there's possibilities that we get back to that. And as we inch towards it, I think the Sixers, you know, are within their rights to hold off making any kind of franchise altering move right now, even if it is for this season. But those were the reports that came out. The Sixers are starting to get active in the trade deadline, or we all think they should get active in the trade deadline. We'll start to see what they do. But first things first, Sixers spin around tomorrow and play the Charlotte Hornets. So they have an off day today and getting ready in preparation for a home game tomorrow night against the Charlotte Hornets in the Wells Fargo Center. I will be back tomorrow morning to preview that matchup, give you my three things to watch for. But until then, everybody enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you in 24 hours.